Here's your bailout. Strings are included.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. The White House has a message for bailed out companies. You took taxpayer money, we get to regulate your pay. The administration is expected to unveil new compensation rules this week. This morning's New York Times reports companies that have gotten two rounds of federal bailouts will have to submit any major executive pay changes to a new compensation monitor. Rules like that are one reason so many banks want to pay back their bailout money. Today, the Treasury Department will announce which banks get to do that. But are these banks really healthy enough to go it alone? Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
If the feds try to play it safe and keep weak banks from exiting TARP, those banks could face a crisis in confidence.
Banks live off confidence. They need to have people, businesses, employees to have confidence in the institution. And now what we call the Scarlet T, i.e. the TARP, is now a sign of weakness.
Paul Miller's an analyst at Friedman's, Billings, and Ramsey. He says if regulators let weaker banks try to walk on their own, taxpayers could end up bailing them out again. That's because the economy's worse than even the worst scenarios written into those bank stress tests.
The government, by allowing people to pay back TARP, is starting to pick the winners and the losers.
All bankers are eager to get out from under the program. Executives don't like the pay limits or the stigma. So even weak banks will be pushing hard to escape. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Apple's annual Software Developers Conference kicks off in San Francisco today, and you know what that means. Some shiny new thing from Apple and speculation about whether or not we'll see Steve Jobs. He's been on medical leave for months, but as Stacey Vanek Smith reports, the company is thriving.
Can Apple be Apple without Steve Jobs? The computer maker's shares plunged earlier this year when Jobs went on medical leave, but a funny thing happened. Apple did just fine, says industry analyst Tim Beharin.
The last 6 months have shown that, you know, they can actually do quite well if Steve's not there day to day. At least in the market's perceptions, it's less coupled to Steve than it was, let's say, 6 to 12 months ago.
Beharin says Jobs is still a major creative force at the company, but he says Apple has clearly developed a strong team and corporate culture.
Apple is not Steve Jobs' $25 billion playground.
Yankee Group analyst Carl Howe says even with Jobs out of the daily mix, Apple has thrived when most other tech companies are flailing.
Apple is proving to be one of the most recession-resistant technology companies.
Howe says Apple understands its own brand and has continued to focus on sleek, consumer-friendly electronics, like the iPhone. A new one of those, by the way, could be unveiled today. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
European markets are down today about 1.5%. Asian markets lost 0.5%. It has been a pretty good run for stocks. Last week was another positive one on Wall Street. The S&P 500 gained more than 2%, the Dow more than 3%, the Nasdaq more than 4%. The Dow is at 8,763. The world's airline industry has a trade group, and its leader has a way with words. The International Air Transport Association met today in Malaysia, and the chief executive said, quote, "The ground has shifted. Our industry has been shaken." He predicts the world's air carriers will lose $9 billion this year, double his last estimate.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
Congress is focusing on health care reform this week. Lawmakers are trying to figure out how they can cut costs without hurting the quality of care. Reporter Joel Rose says they might want to look to a Pennsylvania hospital where some surgeries come with a guarantee.
At Geisinger's Hospital in Wilkes-Barre, Dr. Joseph Stella talks with the patient who's scheduled for coronary bypass surgery.
You've been off the Plavix now for since I told you last week, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
The patient signs a contract promising to do his best to make the surgery a success. For their part, the doctors and nurses at Geisinger pledge that the operation will go smoothly. If it doesn't, and the patient has to be readmitted within 90 days, Geisinger eats the extra cost.
We've taken the costs for the entire
hospitalization and rolled it into one packaged price.
Alfred Casal is a thoracic surgeon at Geisinger. He says the hospital introduced its new pricing policy 3 years ago, along with much more rigid standards about when and how to perform surgery. Casal says costs dropped and patients spent 15% less time in the hospital.
Proving that better care does not have to be more expensive care, and many times can actually be more cost-effective and value-based care.
This is a major departure from how billing generally works. Most hospitals get paid by the service, meaning the more operations and tests a patient needs, the more money the hospital stands to make. At Geisinger, the hospital gets paid for performance.
The incentive was to do as good a job as possible and to be rewarded if things go well, and frankly, to have a little bit of a penalty if things don't go as well.
Vice President Ron Paulus says this sort of realignment was relatively easy at Geisinger because many of his doctors are on salary. It might be a lot harder at hospitals where doctors get paid by the operation. But Paulus says this is something the Obama administration will have to grapple with if it wants to control exploding health care costs.
This kind of episode bundled payment, just getting doctors and hospitals to work together along with the payer, is a great thing.
It's worked so well for Geisinger that the hospital has expanded its price guarantee from coronary bypass surgery to nearly a dozen other procedures. In Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Finally, what the White House garden did for organic farmers, maybe it can do for the beekeeping industry. The White House recently added a hive to the South Lawn, and local beekeepers are... What's the word for when you talk about something excitedly? That's what beekeepers are doing. Anyway, they hope they can overcome the kind of attitude that led New York City to prohibit beehives. New York decided bees fall under its ban on animals that are, quote, wild, ferocious, fierce, dangerous, or naturally inclined to do harm. Maybe you have a recession getting back to nature story. Don't get me started on worm composting. Tell us your story at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.